Nathaniel. They say that Jesus of Nazareth was humble and meek. They say that though he was a just man and righteous, he was a weakling and was often confounded by the strong and the powerful, and that when he stood before men of authority, he was but a lamb among lions. But I say that Jesus had authority over men, and that he knew his power and proclaimed it among the hills of Galilee and the cities of Judea and Phoenicia. What man, yielding and soft, would say, I am life, and I am the way to truth? What man, meek and lowly, would say, I am in God our Father, and our God the Father is in me? What man, unmindful of his own strength, would say, He who believes not in me believes not in this life, nor in the life everlasting? What man, uncertain of tomorrow, would proclaim, Your world shall pass away and be naught but scattered ashes ere my words shall pass away? Was he doubtful of himself when he said to those who would confound him with a harlot, He who is without sin, let him cast a stone? Did he fear authority when he drove the money changers from the court of the temple, though they were licensed by the priests? Were his wings shorn when he cried aloud, My kingdom is above your earthly kingdoms? Was he seeking shelter in words when he repeated again and yet again, Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. Was it a coward who shook his hand in the face of authorities and pronounced them liars, low, filthy, and degenerate? Shall a man bold enough to say these things to those who ruled Judea be deemed meek and humble? Nay, the eagle builds not his nest in the weeping willow, and the lion seeks not his den among the ferns. I am sickened, and the bowels within me stir and rise when I hear the faint-hearted call Jesus humble and meek, that they may justify their own faint-heartedness, and when the downtrodden, for comfort and companionship, speak of Jesus as a worm shining by their side. Yea, my heart is sickened by such men. It is the mighty hunter I would preach, and the mountainous spirit unconquerable.